You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the eve of the Pacific Forum Conference in Suva, the Micronesian island of Kiribati announced that it will be pulling out of the intergovernmental organisation. This led to current members entering into a crisis mode to try and get them to rejoin the pact. I spoke to Professor Robert Patman from the University of Otago about the effects of this decision. I started by asking him about how significant this choice was to unity in the Pacific.
I think it's highly significant. In many respects, it's a bit of a devastating blow. It certainly is a devastating blow for regional solidarity. And it's, in a sense, deeply disturbing and quite shocking because at the moment, it's no secret that the region is facing quite a series of challenges. I think the Prime Minister pointed out at the moment, the Pacific is facing climate, environmental, governance and human development challenges, as well as sharpening geostrategic competition. So given the magnitude of these challenges, it's disappointing that Kiribati has withdrawn at a very late stage.
Are there concerns that this will set precedents for other nations in the region to do a similar thing, especially those that feel a bit more isolated from the bigger countries?
It's a possible. It certainly may point to tensions within the Pacific Islands Forum, and we can't rule out that other countries, as part of that organisation, may take similar actions in the future. Having said that, it seems that most of the countries are going to be present, and that's the good news. And New Zealand has sent quite a strong delegation. The Prime Minister's leading it, the Foreign Minister's there, Nanaia Mahuta. As well as the Minister of Pacific People. So three quite senior people within the government are attending.
Kiribati is facing like a very serious climate crisis at the moment. They're sort of on the front lines with sea levels rising. Do you think them further isolating themselves will make the situation worse regarding things like refugees and all that?
Yeah, that's why I found the decision quite puzzling. I know it was related from what we can tell, the Kiribati decision was related to what they saw as the concerns of the Micronesian countries not being adequately addressed by this regional forum. But questions of representation surely pale into significance with an existential threat like climate change, particularly since Kiribati is so vulnerable. And it seems to me that, on the face of it, it's quite puzzling because I would have thought Kiribati would have been at the forefront of the Pacific Islands Forum, making sure that Australia and New Zealand, for example, step up and make good on their pledges to do more on climate change, because while the Pacific Island states haven't created this problem, they're likely to be the first to face it. And we are literally talking about, as your question intimated, we are talking about the possibility that some Pacific Islands within a few decades may not be habitable because of rising sea levels.
Obviously, China's been making a lot of moves in the Pacific, and Kiribati has been a part of that, effort. Do you think that they have something to do with this decision by Kiribati?
I don't have any information on that, but I'm not a specialist per se on the Pacific Island states. I'm interested in the geopolitics around it. There's no doubt about it. China is deeply interested in the region. Within the last month, it had launched an ambitious multinational embracing 10 initiative, multinational initiative involving 10 Pacific Island states, which consisted of a package of economic and security assistance. And it was a bold initiative. The Chinese foreign minister flew in. But it didn't seem to have quite the traction that I think the Chinese anticipated. Nevertheless, it was a statement of intent. And, there's two aspects to, I think, the Chinese engagement with the Pacific Island states. Firstly, it's not new. There's been a long-term interest there. But secondly, there is definitely an intensification of that long-term interest within the last few years. And I think New Zealand as a country has been conscious of that for perhaps the last, since about 2017, 2018, government documents have been identifying China as a possible challenger in the region. Of course, this is a key region for us. It's a region which absorbs more than 60% of our development assistance. So it is, we see it as our most important regional area.
That was Professor Robert Patman on Kiribati's exit from the Pacific Forum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.